Hi, this is David. How can I assist you today?
David, can I speak to your editorial department? It's in regards to my book, possibly being sold by your company.
Sure. May I have your name, please?
Sure. First name is Jalissa. It's Jalissa. Oh, it's like my full name is Jalissa. It's Alisa. It's pronounced. A lot of people have a hard time pronouncing it. It's Alisa.
Sure, I'll go ahead and try, give it a try. So you said Alisa, is that right?
Correct. Yeah, that's,
Perfect.
yes, sir, that's correct.
Perfect. And can I have the full name?
Right now, I'm in the process of changing my changing the last name, but the last name is Hickenbottom. Hickenbottom.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, just a brief hold. You're already one of our existing clients, right?
I've bought your purchased your books before. That would be correct. But to say that I'm an existing client, I have not ordered though any books for my nieces, nephews, or nieces or nephews. Sorry about that, online yet. But what I'm a book writer as well. Now, Scholastic Books was interested in publishing my book. I was selling it on Amazon years ago when I first wrote it. Amazon has the file. Someone broke into my house, I guess, my parents' house, relatives' house, and stole the file. So I asked Scholastic Books. I said, please locate the file. Amazon has it. I just wanted to speak to your editorial department to see if they've heard anything, if they know if the Amazon has the file, who has the file, and what is the status of this book being published, because I'm, like I said, in the process of changing the last name. So I would like to kind of notify someone about that.
Got it. Perfect. All right, that's not a problem. Let me see if we've got somebody available right now, and I could go ahead and transfer the call.
Okay.
Yeah, just a brief hold, and I'll be
Sir,
right back
thank you
with
so
you.
much.
You're
Okay,
welcome.
perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much for patiently holding the line. Alyssa, are you with
Oh, you're very welcome. So were you able to get some information?
Yeah, I tried to look for anybody who's previously talked to you related to your project. Do you have a name that you were talking to one of our project managers? I mean, is there a name
Oh
that I
my
could try to
gosh.
look
I
for?
do not, sir. I don't know if it was, it may have been Lily, I don't know if that was a different company. That's the name that I remember. But no, I do not have a project manager's name specifically. Now, I do know, like I said, Scholastic Books got super interested. I sent them a little information on the book, And all I know is that Amazon has the file, and I asked them to give me the file, and they have not responded to me. It's been about 2 years. So this is, you know, I'm missing out on book sales.
Two
and I'm
years.
Like, why would you all, yeah.
Well, that's a long, long time now. I mean, were you, do you have access to, like, logging into your Author Central account?
What is it called?
Like, do you have access to your Amazon account, you know, the account through which you publish your books?
Yes, I did log into the Amazon account, and I was told by, you know, it's a lot of identity theft going on. Some hijackers hijacked my telephone number, and they know I'm a book writer, and they said, listen, B, we took your book out of your Amazon account. So I was like, oh, no. So that's why I reached out to corporate. I sold about 114 copies that, you know, right away. As soon as they released it. And then when I reached out to corporate, I said, where's my, you know, book at? You know, do you have a copy of it? They were like, they haven't responded. So I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of offices are being broken into, and these people are taking our books and selling them internationally, pretending to be companies like yours and making a lot of money off of our books. I mean, I'm in the United States and haven't even been able to see my book on the shelf. And in the meantime, Oprah is like, oh, my gosh, flies me out to New York. You're a great, you know, writer. This is a bad look. We need to know, you know, who is it that's causing drama. So I don't want to rely on this Oprah story. I want to rely on you all just understanding that this is hurting my ability to be creative, you know, and I wanted to reach out to your project manager or the editorial department and speak with someone about this. I was told nobody has the right or had the right to, you know, steal your information, and so we're going to try to recover it. And that was all that I basically heard from Amazon or whatever company was on the line working. But needless to say, I'm hoping that you all, like I said, your project manager, can at least speak to Amazon and say, hey, do you have any records that we can possibly take a look at, you know, to get this book published, you know, more so where people can pick the book up, okay?
Got it. Got it. So, Alyssa, can I have the spelling of your last name?
The spelling of the last name is HICKENBOTTOM.
Got it. So that's Hickenbottom, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. I got that right. And the first name is Alyssa. Is that how you spell it?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Alyssa.
Perfect. All right. Now, yeah, I think we definitely could give it a try and go ahead and try to assist you with it. What we'd like is, obviously, if you come on board for any of our publishing plans, we do have a plan where we publish books on Amazon and Kindle and Barnes & Noble. Now, did you, like, self-publish this book yourself, or did you sort of have a company working for you?
Okay. Amazon, their publishing department, was selling the book for me. They came out with a promotion that they were giving the books out supposedly for free. Immediately, I seen tons of books sold, and I never heard back from them.
And
I said, well, let me present the – yeah.
I'm so sorry to cut you there. So I was just asking, did you pay any sort of fee to get this book published before?
No. You just submit your transcript to Amazon, and if it's approved, then they will sell the book directly on their website.
Got it. Okay. And so the only problem is now with the identity theft, and you're not able to log into your account no longer.
They got me logged back in, but when I didn't see the transcript, I notified them about that.
Okay, so you were able to log in, but obviously they took down your the manuscript, and it's no longer there, right?
Correct.
Got it. Yeah, I think we could definitely go ahead and try to assist you with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just put you in a brief. We'll try to see if I could have somebody from
you.
The department and assist you with it. All right.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding the line. I'll see you with me.
Yeah.
Perfect. Can I have the name of your book to try to look it up if it's still there?
Yes. It's called Diaries, D-I-A-R-I-E-S, of a Tech.
Diaries of a Tech?
Tech, like text message. Diaries
okay.
of a Tech, T-E-X-T.
Got it. Yeah, let me just try to look it up real quick because you told me you sold about 140 copies, right?
Right. It was somewhere. Well, it was somewhere around 119 to possibly 140. This was, and like I said, I mean, immediately, this young lady, Oprah, or this Oprah, she, you know, I sent her some of my writing before, and she, you know, she's like, yeah, the company was like, we like your writing. The problem is that it's just so much hijacking going on, or not hijacking, it's just so many people trying to steal other people's work. And supposedly, you know, Amazon was going to check into this issue for me, I guess. I'm hoping that's, you know, the truth. I don't know. I sent them some information, but you never know what it takes to try to recover files. So we just have to try to give you all the most information we can.
Well, Alyssa, we'd have to just, you know, so this is Penguin Book Writers, you called in. We're a full-service publishing company. What we do is we publish books for authors, and obviously any issues related to them is also what we take care of once they're on board. So that's one of the reasons why when the call started, I was asking you about if you being an existing client or not. So we could have definitely gone ahead and tried to assist you with it, and in fact, we can probably do it as well, but it would be like, you know, to have maybe, so you have absolutely no other copy other than the ones that you...
Yeah, I don't have, I had it on a file and went on vacation to California. When I came back, the file was missing from the house. So I'm assuming someone, after I sent the book off, who knows where that file went.
Okay.
And like I said, I don't have a copy of it. They broke my laptop, you know, and my files were ruined. So, like I said, it's just a very, you know,
would it be,
sometimes a dangerous thing.
Absolutely. Would it be possible?
Writer. Yes, what were you going to say, sir?
Yeah, would it be possible that you probably also try to look it up? Because usually when authors publish books, you know, some of their close-knitted families and, you know, relatives and sort of friends and family also goes ahead and purchases the book, right? So is there a chance you could probably reach out to a few friends to try to see if they get your book and try to recover a copy from them?
I do not believe that my family or friends purchased the book. It was so many years ago that, like I said, at the time I put it up online, immediately the book sold. And
yeah,
really,
140 copies.
There's
a lot of
really
books.
Good book. I'm
absolutely.
Like, oh my gosh, I don't know why Amazon should still have the files. It was back in the 2000s.
Because we could.
Actually, it wasn't that long ago, you know.
Because we could.
Because we
could definitely go ahead and assist you with it. It's just that, you know, we have our basic publishing plans, and we obviously sell those plans, you know. It includes publishing books on all these platforms and all the services related to it, you know, things that just get the book ready, formatting, typesetting, layout, the book cover designs and all of it. So usually that package sells for around like $499, just in case if you want to choose to come on board for that and you're considered one of our existing clients, I could definitely have one of the publishers, the people who work to publish all of our books, to try to resolve this issue in any way possible. And I think it is going to be, very much possible with the kind of, options Amazon provides you. Now, there's one way where you would try to reach out to Amazon directly from your end. And then obviously there's a second way where, you know, since we've been publishing books for, you know, such a long while, and we've got people who we could contact and try to see to resolve these issues in a different way. So that's I think it's very much possible. So if you want, what we could do is have you on board for that plan, and you have our project manager. We have, as soon as you come on board, we get out dedicated project managers for almost all of our projects. And they make sure to just keep you informed on everything that happens related to your project. So with that, I'm 100% sure you'll be able to recover your book and work on republishing it in a professional way, which means it's going to be the book cover design would be done, and it would also just make sure to let you know about all the ways you could possibly have it secured again so that such things do not happen again. So that's the option that I could go ahead and present you with.
Okay, and normally how long does this process take once you all are paid your fee?
Well, I think the recovery should at least take 15 to 20 days, and obviously the republishing job would be another 3 to 4 weeks. So we're looking at a couple of months of work, you know, and that would be, you know,
okay.
The book would obviously be published after the start of the new year. So that's the kind
okay.
of timelines I'm looking
okay.
at.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead. Okay, what is the number? I'm going to call back once I have a credit card available. What is the telephone number to call back to get someone involved in this?
Sure. So you called on our 800 number. You could go ahead and give me a call on my direct line, and I could go ahead and have that process for you as well. Just to make sure I have your contact number, could you go ahead and please repeat that? You repeat your phone number for me.
Okay, it's 331-399-5299.
Perfect. And can I have an email address that we could work with so that we could send you the details of your order?
Sure. Okay. It's ALISA. NICOLELIVE@gmail.com.
Got it. So at gmail.com is the last part, and I got your first name. That is ALISA.
Correct. Sir, that is correct.
Could you just repeat the email once again for me, please?
ALISANICOLELIVE@gmail.com.
Perfect. I got that. That's Alyssa Nicole.
That
yeah, that's Alyssa Nicole Live at gmail.com, right?
That is 100%. That's correct.
Perfect. That's wonderful. So I'll go ahead and have an email sent for the order. And then you could go ahead and give me a call when you're ready. We could go ahead and have this started for you. And if you want to note down my direct line,
okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. What is that telephone number?
So it's going to be 302
691
9666.
Nine, and then a triple six. Okay. Here. All right,
yes,
I will give you a call. What is your name again?
This is David Harper here with you over the phone.
David Harper. Okay, I really appreciate all of your help. In the case that you all are not able to recover the book, you would just notify me about that via email?
I'm 100% sure we'd be able to recover your book and republish it again for you on Amazon and Kindle, and also make sure to just give you all the details on how you can secure your account again to, you know, not have something of a mishap like this again.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. As far as getting this book put out onto the shelves at like Barnes and Nobles and other bookstores, are you all able to help in that process 100% too?
Absolutely. We've got 99%. More.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a lot of other platforms that we could go ahead and assist you with in publishing this book on. I think to start with, you could go ahead and choose Amazon and Kindle and Barnes and Noble. And there's obviously a lot of other platforms that we do have as our distribution network. So we'll go ahead and let you know of all of those as well, just in case if you want to opt for the other ones too.
Yeah, and the other ones are putting books at like coffee shops or stores, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We've got
I want to stick to probably like the digital, but sure, go ahead.
Yeah, we've definitely got a very large distribution network. In fact, a lot of those would be, you know, providing you know, those would be bookstores present on different locations. Some of them, obviously, like Harold's, make sure that they are near traveling, you know, sort of stations, you know, be it, you know, sort of airports or other places like that. So we've got all of those in our network, and we'll go ahead and let you know all the information about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a short, neat book, and it's very futuristic, kind of futuristic. It's fun. And so, like I said, I would love to put it back out there on the shelves or at least on some digital platforms for people to take a look at it once the cover is redesigned a little bit. And I thank you so much, Mr. Harper, for this time, and I'm so happy that you were able to assist. And what I'm going to do when I say assist was to, you know, give me some information that I was looking to hear. I will give you all your office a call back, Penguin Books, once I'm ready to proceed. That should be very, very soon. Obviously, I'm going to speak with, I'm recovering from identity theft too, so I have to reach out to this company to pay me, this other company. And so once, you know, they, get that money put onto a credit card or at least my debit card, I'm assuming you all accept debit cards?
Yeah, we do have the option of, you know, you could use either your credit card or your debit card to process your order.
Okay,
I'll have a sign-up form link along with the payment link inside the email that I sent you. After we end the call, I'm going to go ahead and send it over to you so that you could look at it. And just so if you wanted to proceed, you could just click on it, put in the details, and, you know, your order would obviously be placed. And in the next hour or so, so it's a 2 hours of the timeline that you'll get a call from one of our project managers to give you some introduction about the company and obviously the processes and how we go about it, and send you some alternate questionnaires to fill up and, you know, take things from there.
All right. Well, I'm very anxious to get to work on this project with Penguin Books. And Mr. David Harper, sir, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for further assisting, and you have been wonderful. Okay, I really appreciate your help. Once again, my name is Elisa Nicole, and I really appreciate your help, sir. Okay?
Well, thank you so much. Thanks. Have a wonderful one ahead of you. And when I send you the email, I look forward to receiving, like, an acknowledgement from your side, and I'm looking forward to getting this started, and obviously making sure that we, you know, get the job done for you this time.
Okay, very well. Very well. Thank you. Either way, thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a wonderful one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you.